Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 4th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etzira, South Etzira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Fastnet 1029 expected Portland 1026 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 for a time in south. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers. Rain later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor later. North Etzira, South Etzira. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, except in Tyne and Dogger. Fair, good. Fisher. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in German Bight. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later in Thames. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers in south, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4 in northwest, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Mainly fair, good. Sole. Variable 2 to 4. Becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 in west. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Fair, good. Shannon. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and west, occasionally rain in northwest. Moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in Malin, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in North Rockall. Occasional drizzle, rain later, moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 7 or gale 8, increasing severe gale force 9 for a time, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time. Occasional 5 later in Fair Isle, rain or showers, wintry showers later in southeast Iceland. Moderate, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by south 5, slight drizzle and rain. 2 miles, 1020, falling. Stornoway. South, southwest 5, 16 miles, 1016, falling. Lerwick. Southwest by west 7, recent precipitation. 4 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Wick, west southwest 5, 11 miles, 1016, falling. Aberdeen, southwest 1, 9 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 22 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 3, 11 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1026, falling slowly. Sundetti Light Vessel Automatic, East Northeast 1, 2 miles, 1028. St Catherine's Point Automatic, North by East 3, 1028, falling slowly. Jersey, Northeast 3, missed. 1.5 miles, 1027, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 3, 5 miles, 1028. Scilly Automatic, North by East 2, 12 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Milford Haven, East by North 1, 16 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Aberporth, South Southeast 2, 8 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Valley, South 4, 22 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South by West 1, 8 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, Southeast by South 2, 27 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, West Southwest 2, 13 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Malin Head, South Southwest 5, 5 miles, 1023, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Southwest 4, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland followed for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 3rd of March. General situation: a strong and moist southwesterly flow will dominate across the northern half of the British Isles, while in the south, high pressure will continue to dominate, with plenty of fair weather and lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 until later. Occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Fair, rain later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain later in north, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north, but often variable 2 or 3 in south. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 4 or less, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 4 or less, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, fair, good, occasionally moderate in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 in south, but 6 or 7 in north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7. Fair, good. Isle of Man, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Mainly fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, Occasional drizzle, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then decreasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional drizzle, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. West or southwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time, decreasing 6 or 7 later. Showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 5:20 with the shipping forecast, and Caroline Nichols will have news briefing. Thank you for your company on Radio 4 this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 0100 GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. So in just a matter of hours, President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and China will take effect, with 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican goods and an additional 10% on Chinese products. This move is set to shake up global trade. Coming up on the programme, we'll explore the potential implications of those tariffs on US consumers.
If you are shopping at the dollar store, things may be a dollar and a quarter. If you're shopping at a $5 store, $5.99. $20 item will be a $25 item.
We'll hear from a Canadian business that exports about $60 million into the US every year, and from US farmers worried about what China will do in retaliation.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. US officials say President Trump has ordered a pause to all military aid deliveries to Ukraine. The move comes days after Mr. Trump's heated confrontation with President Zelensky in the White House. The officials said aid to Ukraine would be reviewed to see if it was contributing to a solution to the war with Russia. The US has been the biggest provider of military aid to Ukraine, supplying critical capabilities, including air defense missiles. US stock markets fell sharply after President Trump confirmed that 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada will come into effect on Tuesday as planned. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has said she's ready to respond, as Will Grant explains.
This will be tit for tat. So if he puts on 25% on Mexican goods going north, she will simply be obliged to do the same on US goods coming south. So the consumer, in essence, and certainly those companies moving those products between those two nations, will be caught in the middle. That's obviously not good for either economy, particularly when they are part of a North American free trade agreement. But that doesn't matter to Donald Trump or the White House at this particular moment.
A global study warns that by 2050, more than half of adults and a third of children and teenagers will be overweight or obese. Researchers say obesity rates are rising rapidly, especially in lower and middle-income nations. Our global health correspondent is Dominic Hughes.
Obesity rates are surging right now. By the end of the decade, more people are forecast to be classed as obese than overweight. The picture is wildly uneven across the globe, with some of the biggest increases seen in lower and middle income countries. But the study doesn't take into account the impact that new weight loss medications might have. And experts say if governments take